All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, February 25th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a 7-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a big 12-game NHL slate. Should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up here, and we will start knocking out some questions. First question came in the YouTube chat. Question said, what is your late swap procedure, and would it be different for Ultimate versus Pro subscription? Thanks for all your guys' work. Good question, right? So as far as late swap goes, one of the easiest ways I found to demo this is through our late swap tutorial. So let me pull that up here. So the first thing I prefer to do when it comes to late swap, and I could probably just skip through this, is okay, when you get to this pop-up, right? So you click the late swap button, you get to this pop-up. Notice this settings section in the bottom left, okay? It says default. So this is the, it'll say default automatically. That's like the primary thing that it goes to. So what default is effectively a brand new build. Okay, so if I'm in late swap, and let's say, you know, in this build, I've, you know, adjusted, this is my, you know, pre-slate build, right? I've adjusted minimum salary, maybe I have like a filter on, maybe I have, you know, some rule that says like, you know, use no more than three players per team. I save that, you know, I've unchecked some players I don't want, right? All this kind of stuff, customizing kind of the build, right? None of this gets say that again. If you want to maintain all the adjustments you've made, salary, rules, filters, player pool, etc., then what you need to do is in this section, in this settings part. So when you click the drop down, you're going to see default, and then you're going to see however many builds you have, right? So if I only have one build, and build one is the default name, what I would do is I would change this drop down and I would select build one. When I do that, all of those adjustments I've made are going to get carried over, okay? I think that 80, 90% of the time, this is probably the route you want to go. Some people might be like, hey, you know, why isn't it like that by default? And it's mostly because of that other 10 to 20% of the time where, you know, let's say like tonight's slate, you know, let's say LeBron gets ruled out late, right? Well, LeBron is, you know, 10,000 salary and, you know, there are no, I mean, there's Luka, right? But let's say that LeBron is in your small forward position, right? Well, nobody else on this team is small forward eligible in the same salary band, right? I mean, Rui is 4,000 plus less than LeBron. And so if you try and, you know, swap here, you might run into a situation where you actually can't get LeBron out of lineups, maybe because this minimum salary is so high, right? So one thing that the default does, and you can see it up here in the minimum salary, it does set minimum salary to zero. The reason for that is because we don't want to stop you getting an outplay. Default here is basically going to be as unrestrictive as possible so you can get to the best plays and make sure everybody in your lineups are projected. But unless, you know, high salary players are getting ruled out, or, you know, Jokic is ruled out, or LeBron or whoever, right? I think in general, it's fine to switch this. So as far as my late swap process goes, I am often switching this, and that is one of the first things I'm doing with my late swap right now. I feel like the easiest way to explain this is that the difference between pro, ultimate, starter, all those things, right? Contest sims are just a way of getting additional sorting metrics. Okay. So sorry about the in and out here, but your primary sorting metric is going to be Saber score, right? You would just skip the step of running the contest sim, waiting for it to switch to ROI. That's the only thing that goes away, right? You take those out, you just insert Saber score, and all the other steps are the same. So as far as, you know, ultimate versus pro, a lot of your steps should be similar, except for running the contest sim, right? That's really the only thing that's different. Maybe your aggregate metrics are different because you don't have the ROIs, things like that. But other than that, it's, you know, set up your late swap build, run your late swap, save to contests, verify your swap. There is a column that appears in late swap called delta exposure. Okay, so what does this mean? So basically, you know, let's say I run a build pre-slate, right? I'm just going to run a build right now. And we'll refresh these projections. Okay, let's get off with the Lakers build. I'm building too many lineups here. I'll probably just stop it short. All right, so we've got like 1,000 lineups here. It's more than enough. So notice, right, I run a build, right? Even we're just looking at like the top 20 lineups here. I can see my exposures, right? So what happens in late swap is when you save your lineups, you get a new column. It's looking at your original exposures, okay? It's looking at this column, and then it's saying, it's basically summarizing what your new exposures are and the differences, right? So let's say Bradley Beal goes from 80 to 70. Olynyk goes from 70 to 80, right? It's going to show you, hey, Bradley Beal exposure went down 10%. It would be negative 10. Olynyk's exposure is positive 10, right? Because his exposure went up. So reviewing the delta exposure is a step that I like to do. Reminder, this is after saving. You click save, you review your delta exposures. And what it tells you is which players you have more of now, which players you have less of now. These are going to be the biggest changes to your lineup portfolio from the last time you saved them, right? So I think it's important to understand who I have more exposure to now compared to before. And if I see big jumps, right, I'm going to say, hey, you know, why am I seeing those things? Maybe I go into Discord and see if there were any sims that were run. Maybe I go check the Basketball Monster News dashboard, see if anybody got ruled out, see if anybody's making a surprise start or things like that, right? So I always want to make the information make sense, right? When you see exposure jumps, there should be something that indicates why that happened, right? And if there isn't, maybe that's a good opportunity to manage some risk to those players that are now popping so much when maybe they weren't doing so much before, right? So all of this is really focused around just managing your risk, being careful, verifying the plays that you have and why you have them. So that's what I would be thinking about. If you want to see it in action prior to a slate, right, go to the top right corner, go to help, go to SaberSim tutorials, and then check out this how to late swap video. I will drop it here in the YouTube chat for anybody who wants to check that out. checking in on Discord. We're all good so far. So why don't we do a slate demo here? Follow up. Would you take build one through each late swap time? So good question. Let's say the slate starts, right? I have my build one, you know, I refresh the projections, and then now it's past lock, right? I can use that same build the entire night, okay? So what that looks like is basically, so like we'll use tonight as an example, right? There's a 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 p.m. Pacific time games, right? So after 4 o'clock, when the slate starts, I open up the late swap build. Then I do my late swap for 4:30, we'll say. After 4:30, I do not need to open up a new late swap build. All I need to do is come into the same late swap build I'm in, refresh the projections, because what refreshing does, it tells SaberSim to update the time. And then SaberSim will realize, hey, this 4:30 game has started. It will gray those players out, and then it will only allow players from games that haven't started yet to be swapped in and out of lineups. So you can use the same late swap build the entire night. There is not a reason to open up a new late swap build at each swap window. So you should only have to carry over the settings one time if you're only using one late swap build the entire night is the point I'm trying to make. But good follow-up there. Let me know if there's any more follow-ups. All right. And we're just loading up a new build for the NBA main slate tonight. So first thing I would do, write two small adjustments, two projections. I would kick off this build, and then I'm going to use this build where I already built some lineups. Here we customized it a little bit, right? We put in a filter, we put in a rule, changed minimum salary. We even removed some players from our player pool, right? So just customize it however you want. And then what I would do, right, is go into contest tab and then go set up a contest sim. We were talking a little bit about SaberScore, so why don't we do a SaberScore demo, right? So again, the only difference between like starter ultimate is you come in here, you click this run contest sim button if you're on ultimate. Changes your sorting metric automatically once it's finished. If you don't have ultimate, you're not using contest sims, your sorting metric's already set up. You don't need to do anything else, right? We defaulting to SaberScore. The only thing you might want to do is you basically have to pick a contest that you primarily want to optimize for, right? Now, this second half of the sorting metric is the contest size that you're optimizing for, right? So a lot of the 20 maxes, a lot of the 150 maxes fall in this range. If the contest you're primarily optimizing for does not fall within this range, it's maybe smaller, bigger, et cetera, go into your SaberScore and then change it, right? If it's over 50K entries, turn it to the 50K. If it's smaller, if it's 1K to 10K entries, turn it to that size, right? So the second half of the SaberScore on the right of the large slate indicates contest size, and you could change it as needed. Most of like the 20 maxes, 150s are falling in this range, which is why it defaults to 10 to 50K. So I'm going to leave it, but you can change it if needed. Now, say we're building, you know, 20 lineups here, right? Maybe like $1 20 max, something like that should fall within this range. First thing I want to do is just make sure I got everything set up the way I want, right? So I have my exposure, my leverage, my pool. I have my average projection aggregate metric. And then what I'm going to do here is scroll down, and then we made some adjustments here, which is why we're a little bit further down in our pool already. But what I can start doing, right? I don't know why we're so far down. We're almost at the bottom, which is interesting. What did we do here? I'm not sure why we're so far down, but it's quite the interesting reason. Because all we did Did I set any max exposures? It looks like I did. Okay, let's just reset these. Apply. Okay, so I had a max exposure set somewhere. I must have been doing it during a demo, but I reset the max exposure column, and now we're viewing the top 20 lineups again. Okay, so this is what I wanted. I was trying to scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 here, which I'm seeing this top 20 again. Now, notice we have 1,200-ish lineups in our pool, right? So what we recommend with SaberScore is trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of lineups here. So in this case, I'd be trying to stay in like the top 600, top 300 would be good things, right? So what I want to start doing is start getting some diversification, okay? So I'm going to come in here. I'm going to start adjusting my min uniques, which is this number drop down. It pops up if you hover over it. And I'm going to increase it from 1 to 2, right? I'm noting how my average projection changes as I do this, right? So we started with 265.8. At 3 uniques, we're at 265.1. That's good, right? Other things that you can notice here. At 1 unique, we have 37 players in our player pool. And then I'm looking at the leverage, right? So as I get higher in uniques, right, I'm up to 4 uniques, still have 37 players, but my exposures are a lot more spread out, right? So we've maintained the same number of players in our player pool, but our top exposures went from 80, 70, 60 at 1 to at 4. Our top exposures are 55, 55, 50, right? So exposures are coming down. Our player pool is staying the same number, and we're just spreading out our exposure to players and not being so concentrated in certain spots. We've only sacrificed about 1.5 of projection to do so, right? So this is good. It's all risk management type stuff. You don't have to do this if you don't want. We do recommend doing it because DFS is a high variance game. We get up to 5 uniques. We're at 44 players in our player pool. So our player pool starts to expand here. Top exposures are 50, 40, 40. A lot of these leverages are a lot flatter here. And our projection has gone down about 3 points here. So I think 5's a pretty good number to stop at. I think you could have stopped at 4. You could stop at 3 if your risk tolerance is high, right? There's no right answer. You got to figure out which one makes the most sense to you and go with that, right? But in my opinion, I think 3 is good. I think 4 is good. I think 5 is good. You know, you might talk to 3 different players and they might have 3 different answers as to what the right number is for them. So me personally, I would have probably went with 4. But with that said, it looks like we're caught up here in the Office Hours channel and the Discord. Apologies for the intermittent stream issues today. Seemed like they were higher than normal. I'll check that out. But appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck.